Elon Musk and Trump found some people with Social Security. They're 120, 150, 200, 300 years old getting paid Social Security. Now, it could have been a 100-year-old married a 10-year-old, you know, or a 120-year-old married a 10-year-old and they lived 120, but I don't think that's going to happen. And so the fact that they found that kind of corruptness in government, we already knew it, but it's just revealing that the devil system is, there's always scams. And if you're in the Freemasons and the Jesuits, you're going to be a part of the system and you're going to get paid free money. They'll never put anybody in jail. They'll never put anybody in jail. Everybody is like protected. Everybody's protected. They can abduct children. They can steal money from the government. It's all protected. They can. It's sad. It's really sad. I have some inside information on some stuff, and I promise you, China is using shell companies like five levels deep. China is using. So they have a company that's in Mandarin Chinese. And it comes over to USA and it's English. Then there's another company under that, another company under that, another company under that. There's like five levels deep, and it's like, come on. So these companies you think that are American companies that you're buying from, they're not. They're shell companies. The Chinese own them, and it's five levels deep. China owns this place, and they know it. And I'm sure Russia does too. I'm sure the USA is like it's the military, because the devil system's worldwide. So you got the USA is the military hand of the devil. You got other countries are the producers, you know, China producers, slave labor. And then you got all these other countries, slave labor. You know, you've got a devil system so deep that it would boggle the mind. It would be impossible to figure it out. And that's why it takes Elon Musk to get some of his top engineers to figure it out. And what I'm hearing is they're doing it for free, or they're doing it cheaper than they could make. They could be making a couple hundred thousand as a programmer, and they're doing it for 50,000 or something like that. I don't know exactly, but my voice is not going to be out there too far on this. But for the believers, the saints, the people listening, you know, you can pass this on to whoever. Word of mouth, you know. We have to go through many cycles of death, resurrection, death, resurrection, death, resurrection to really see the truth. You thought your country loved you. You thought your country was Christian. You thought your country was righteous, and you're seeing how corrupt the country has been, and you see how corrupt the whole system is. And so not only do you do it with the country, you do it with yourself. You have to go through many cycles: death, resurrection, death, resurrection, die daily, die daily. You have to go through that process over and over, day by day by day by day by day. And when you face off with people, especially a spirit-filled believer, if you face off with another believer, they're going to sharpen you. If you face off with the flesh creature, they're going to cut you. But to be sharpened day by day by day by day by day, you're going to grow. And you're going to exponentially grow if you're talking to believers. And this is why they want to separate you from believers. All my subscribers throughout the years, I've talked to a lot of people, and I've learned a lot. I've learned more from them probably than they learn from me, even though I'm teach. But they would probably say different. But they don't realize even one comment takes and multiplies my understanding from a different perspective. And this is why you better marry a believer, because if you marry an unbeliever, you're going to be stagnated and you're never going to grow spiritually. You're going to be stagnated. You're going to be fighting each other. You're going to be divorced. You're going to be causing all kinds of court cases and all kinds of insanity. Because if you marry an unbeliever, you're marrying the world. And if you're saved, why would you marry the world? The world is nothing but sin, selfishness, me, 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 my way, do it my way. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous, to be honest with you. When you really break it all down, it's all about the church. It's all about the body of Christ. I talked to a pastor the other day in another city because I was thinking about going down there and to visit. And I could tell the spirit in that pastor, a saved pastor, and it brought tears to my eyes. And I tried to mumble it because I was broke into tears. I said, the church is everything. The believers, the church is everything. The church is everything. Paul said, I'm willing to spend and be spent for the church. If it's a wife, you're willing to spend and be spent for the wife. If it's a church, you're willing to spend and be spent for the church, because that's God's will. To pull the elect saints out of the miry clay, because there's a lot of trauma, a lot of mind control, a lot of insanity. And had a coworker today. She was on the phone with her husband. He's a pastor, and I talked to him about something. And I mean, there's unity in the spirit, you know. But if you go and get yoked up with the world, there's no unity. There's no unity with the world. You're just destroying yourself. If you yoke up with the world, you're actually saying, I want to kill myself. I want to destroy myself. If you yoke up with the unsaved, you're actually begging for pain. You're begging to be hurt. You're begging to die early. Because the saved person wants you to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, and wants you to make right decisions. Somebody who really cares about you. And I don't know one saved person out there, truly born again, who doesn't love the church. You love the brethren, you know. How do you know a saved person? Because you love the brethren. It talks about that in 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. How do you know you're saved? Because you love the brethren. I don't care if I might not have ever met you, but you walk up to me at a mall, at a event. Let's say I go to downtown the city and I'm just watching some kind of festival or something downtown, and you say, oh, I'm saved. Instantly, you love the brethren. You love your neighbor as yourself, but when you see that it's a born-again, saved person, you're fellowshipping like nobody's business, because you're of the same cookie cutter design. In other words, you're sons of God, daughters of God. You have the same spirit, the spirit of truth. And so as you really grow and talk to another believer or other believers, you cannot not grow. It's impossible to not grow. You have to grow, because a true believer is going to hold you accountable. A true believer is going to call you out on your junk. And you either run or you get right. Because they don't want you to stay there. Think about it. You think Jesus is going to let you stay in your... let's say you're over there in the pit somewhere in the pig pen with the pigs. You're in the pig pen with the pigs, right? Do you really think that you get saved that Jesus is going to let you stay in the pig pen? No. He's going to yank you out. The first year, he's going to pull you out. If you try to go back after a year, you're going to get scores and spanking. You can't go backwards if you're saved. And if you do go backwards, he'll take your life out. He'll take you out of this world. He'll take your life. If you keep rebelling, he will take your life, period. But if you're willing to submit and do what's right, he's going to build you up. And he's going to actually, God does not build you up just to build you up. He builds you up so you can help use your gift to build up the body of Christ, to build up the church. If you really think it's about you, you're deceiving yourself. It's not about you. It's not about me. You're in deception. If you think it's all about you, you're in the Decepticon, you know. You're deceiving yourself. So, Trump and Elon who are probably part of the swamp, but at least they're purging it. I'd rather the Republicans be in part in charge than the Democrats, but you know, a lot of the Republicans are corrupt too. And so everybody's corrupt to a degree, but we're talking about corruption that just boggles the mind, you know. Don't expect overnight change, though. I don't care who it is. People don't change overnight. Patterns have been created over time. And those patterns really don't change overnight. It's a process. And like I was talking to that preacher today, I was throwing some ideas out about a situation. He said, well, you know, God gives you the desire of your heart, but at the same time, he wants you to use wisdom on how to step into that, you know. And I told him, I said, you know, the clouds move slow, the trees move slow, the stars move around. God is not in a hurry, right? Sometimes things need to happen fast, but usually God is not in a hurry. And so, whoever's listening, whatever you're gleaning, what would be the overarching truth in all this? You don't have to necessarily be in a building, in a church building or a fellowship, but you can have two or three or four or five saved people you talk to. I mean, he told his wife to, give his phone number. He said, tell my wife to give you my phone number. We'll do it another day. But I said, yeah, I'd like to talk to you. I might even go visit your church. I'm not going to join, but I'll go visit. But my point is, it's really a refreshing thing to talk to somebody who knows the truth. If you don't talk to people who know the truth, you're in the devil's system. If you can't see through the lies of the devil, if you can't see through the devil's lies, you're blind and you're in darkness and you're going to destroy yourself. It's really a born-again experience that needs to happen, and then to do some fellowship. They want you isolated so you won't grow. And the devil knows that if he isolates you, you won't help other people. And you'll be stuck in this little me, 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 me box. And you won't grow, and nobody else will grow, because every saved person has a gift of some kind. You just have to exercise it. And as you exercise it, yeah, the devil's going to try to stop you. But as you exercise that gift, you get stronger and stronger and stronger. And it's a real thing. I don't like the 501(c). I think it's a corporate system, and I don't like the dead corpse. The church is a living, breathing body. A building is a dead 2x4 sheetrock building. I'm talking about the people, not the building. I don't need a building. It's the people. And you can go to a building all day long and never talk in fellowship real to real. It's just fake. We'll see you next Sunday. So between now and Sunday, we have no fellowship. We'll see you next Sunday. And I sit there for an hour and I have no fellowship, and I'm fellowshipping with the world. What is that? What kind of church is that? What kind of fellowship is that? That ain't nothing. That ain't Jack. That ain't nothing. You ain't going to grow. I set up my channels a long time ago. I set my channels up for believers to meet, to be able to communicate with each other. I know we had some agents come in and try to mess up our... They always try to mess up your fellowship. But there were some that you could tell they were saved. So y'all had the opportunity to talk to each other, get to each other's email or whatever, back and forth. I tried to set it up that way. And I know there were agents lying and scamming and scheming and drama. I know that was going on. But I figured y'all could see through it. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I do know that what I'm saying here should push you to find at least one believer. At least one believer. One to talk to. Hopefully two. Hopefully three. Hopefully five. But if you had one believer to talk to, you're going to grow. That's my whole desire, is to see the church grow, even my little small reach that I had, will have, or whatever. If you can just see some people grow, it doesn't matter where they are. It doesn't matter if you're still in the ditch. If you get saved and you're over there in the pig pen, we're here to pull you out of the pig pen and lead you to wholeness and truth. Because you ain't gonna be happy in the world. You'll never be happy. It'll just bring misery and more misery. And you're going to finally get to a certain age. You're going to be almost too old to do anything, crying out to God. And he says, okay, I'll restore the moth-eaten years, but you're going to have to do it my way. You know, he will restore it, but you have to do right. You have to be serious.